Mummies have been the inspiration for dozens of Hollywood horror flicks and a glimpse into the distant past for archaeologists. But a renowned mummy expert says the preserved bodies actually have an important place in the modern world to help doctors understand the diseases that have plagued humans for thousands of years. Back in 2005, when Frank Ruli was trying to figure out how ancient Egypt's famous boy pharaoh, King Tut, died, he used CT scans. Now, Ruli says, the new technology to screen some airline passengers for explosives can provide even more information.
By applying this technology on top of another technology, it may help you to look differently at the specific specimen. It also is not using any sort of radiation, which theoretically at least may actually destroy the remnants of the DNA of the mummies. And finally, by using these terahertz imaging, you eventually may be able to look at the substances within the mummy, you know, for example, the embalming liquids used in the Egyptian way of embalming. There you can actually do sort of substance analysis, which you can't really do by conventional X-ray.
Terahertz imaging is also known as full body scan technology. Ruli and his team of researchers at the Swiss Mummy Institute have just completed the first feasibility study of how they could use the technology to reveal a mummy's secrets without damaging the mummy. He says the images they have gathered with the terahertz scans are very promising. And he says the results are not just interesting for historians.
More and more, there are actually people aware of the fact that if we want to know more about medicine or actually how to treat patients and all these healthcare issues, we have to look to the past as well.
The most famous mummies are the Egyptian ones, which were carefully dried out with salts, treated with oils and resins, and wrapped in linen before being placed in a coffin. But Ruli says there are mummies from every historical era, from everywhere in the world. These so-called natural mummies were preserved accidentally.
There are different conditions which actually can lead to natural mummification. It's usually a combination of temperature, of even airflow. Even in modern times, you can find people in apartments laying there for 10 years after death and being mummified because of a specific airflow and temperature which supported the mummification procedure.
However it happens, the mummification process preserves the body's soft tissue long after it would normally have decomposed, and with it, the virus or bacteria that may have caused the person to die. Ruli, who is a medical doctor as well as a paleopathologist, says looking back can help scientists look forward by revealing how the disease evolved over time. They can even map a pathogen's genetic code, which changes from generation to generation. Ruli notes researchers used that technique to study the evolution of the tuberculosis bacteria from 2,000-year-old mummified tissue to modern-day strains. And scientists have done similar research on the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic.
The fact that tissue is preserved for more than a few decades helps us to learn more about past disease and actually eventually help to avoid these kind of diseases in the future.
As doctors grapple with the H1N1 flu pandemic, studies like these could prove very useful. Ruli says such research could never replace modern clinical studies. But he says taking the long view can help provide insights scientists might miss in a snapshot from a single moment in time. Ruli, who was reached via Skype, presented his argument to scientists and doctors this week at a conference on experimental biology. He spoke alongside a panel of other mummy researchers on the value of mummies for modern medical research. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Naomi Sack.